AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Task force in Iowa has finished the search for survivors at the site of a partially collapsed Davenport apartment building and is moving ahead to shore up the structure so it can begin recovery efforts. Three tenants in Davenport are missing and fear dead. Employers stepped up their hiring last month. The Labor Department says 339,000 jobs were added. The Justice Department is telling former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team it won't pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at Pence's Indiana home. Mike Pence plans to launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. Grammy winner Cynthia Weil has died. You may not know the name, but you know her music. Weil had a long partnership with husband Barry Mann and helped write You Lost That Love and Feelin' on Broadway, Walking in the Rain, and dozens of other hits. Cynthia Weil was 82. Heavy rains from a tropical storm are moving into Japan.
In Tokyo, the few pedestrians on the rainy streets clutched umbrellas as winds blew tree branches around. Rain pounded the pavement as some afternoon classes in schools were cancelled. Ferry operations in the Tokyo Bay were also scrapped for the day. Residents in vulnerable areas, including those in Wakayama and Aichi prefectures in central Japan, were warned of the potential for flooding and mudslides and advised to go to evacuation centres if possible. Maui remained well offshore in the Pacific Ocean, but its winds were strong enough as it passed Okinawa to cause injuries. I'm Karen Chamas.
A judge in Miami has sentenced a Haitian-Chilean businessman to life in prison for the 2021 assassination of Haiti's president. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there could be no ceasefire in the war in Ukraine unless it's part of a just and lasting peace deal that includes Russia's military withdrawal. This is AP News. The tiny islands of Antigua and Barbuda recently became one of the first Caribbean nations to grant Rastafari sacramental authorization to grow marijuana. For Rastafari, smoking marijuana brings them closer to the divine. But police had a different view.
Parents who got caught with weed would be suffer jail time. They would get locked up in the jail. This would help to destabilize the family. If a father gets locked up, the family is going to suffer.
Local priest Coyote Arasto has been arrested but refused to plead guilty because to him, it's a God-given plant.
We see it as a food source. We see it as a sacrament in terms of, it aids us into meditation and tap into consciousness and all these things.
Rastafari elsewhere are pushing for similar religious protections. Antigua and Barbuda also decriminalized the use of marijuana for the general public. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.